The word authenticity has become a trending buzzword, but what does it truly mean? And what does it mean to live an authentic life? And more importantly, what does it mean to live in authentic abundance? And how can we step into that next level of who we're becoming? I think Brené Brown said it best in her quote, "Authenticity is a daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we're becoming." So stay tuned because I'm gonna take you in an inward quest that's gonna help you discover more of who you are from the higher state and teach you and share with you some ways that you can step into the authentic version of you at quantum speed. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. So before I share more with you about the idea of you choosing the next version of you, I want to share something super exciting that I've been working on for a while with my team. And that is to release a live immersive that I will spend a half day with those that choose to sign up for it. And I was guided to put it together. It is an authentic abundance accelerator to help heart-led souls that are choosing to discover more of their authentic version of who they are so they can align with abundance and life, love, and livelihood. And so I want to invite you to check out the link below because I cannot wait to share more about this with you because it is something that I think is really needed right now to help people be able to step into their next level. And I know a lot of you have been feeling a sense of lack and limited and ready to elevate your frequency so that you can connect to that quantum self of the highest version and take that quantum leap. So I invite you to join myself and others on this global mission to dissolve and dismantle these subconscious programs. And so today we're going to take a sacred quest inward for me to share with you kind of where some of that's coming from. But don't forget to check out the link below for that half-day immersive because it will be life-changing. So if you really want to live in your authentic truth, then you have to really begin to discover and uncover and dive deep into those thoughts, feelings, beliefs, your values, your emotions, being able to heal the trauma with love, being able to detach and separate from the idea of this reel that's going by, and being able to not get connected to it in a way that you allow it to re-traumatize you. And most importantly, you need to come into the stillness of the chaos so that you can really be able to connect to your heart and begin to magnetize that new version from your heart, not materialize it from the mind of the old way of the concept of abundance and manifesting that we have done from our mind. We are being asked to surrender. And this surrendering is the death of the ego that is to the core of its time right now. It's not like we've been doing this, but we are at the heart of the death of the ego collectively. And this has been what that painful shedding has been about, the deep ideas within us that are now shedding our own ideas, not just the ideas we've taken on from other people. And so surrendering is going to be about you letting go of these things that we're talking about that's going to create the space for the next version of you. And the most importantly, these thoughts, these feelings, these actions, these core beliefs, and all of this needs to come into alignment, moving in the same direction. And you need to know what that direction is. And that's why it's so important to get clear, not just on any timeline of your life, but your highest timeline being the quantum level of you. Because if you're living less than that, you're not in your alignment of the authentic ability to accelerate to the highest version of you in the fast track. So how can you speed that up? The idea of stop trying to get into a law of attraction and shift into law of vibration and move past the idea that you are creating from your mind and shifting into your heart and then being able to put into life, more fulfillment, and the abundance you deserve, which, by the way, that abundance doesn't just mean a sense of money, even though that is a part of money, because money is just a vibration, a frequency, an energy. But the true, authentic abundance of who we are is a representation of being able to tap into our ability to step into peace, possibilities, potential, and doing it at the highest level so that we can have the power and have the partnerships that we're desiring in this twin flame journey so that we can manifest and materialize the highest version of us. And I've said this before, I don't even like the word manifest. It came out for a reason to show you the difference between manifesting is that old law of attraction way, where magnetizing is our vibration of the highest quantum realm, because the universe and our higher selves are not going to let us fall into these lower frequencies, these lower patterns of anything less than our highest vibration. So what I want to share with you today is five things you need to master your vibration. That's the key principles for you to accelerate your ability to tap into this abundance in all areas of your life. And I will be teaching these on a very deep level in the Authentic Abundance Accelerator. So make sure to check that out below. But the first thing you have to do is decide who you are. If you don't make the choice of who you want to be, then as that revolving door, that reel of life is going by, you are going to be trying to pick and choose, like, is this it? Is this the one? Is that the one? Is this the job? Should I do this in my purpose? You're putting all of that outside of you, which is giving away your power, and you need to call all of that back in. And you are at a crossroads to make a decision on what you choose to put your effort and your energy into, and that is a reflection of who you are. So until you decide what you want to invest this energy that you have into, you're not going to be able to move in the direction of the highest calling. And so you have to decide who you are, who you want to be, what you want to attract, what you want to have in order to be able to elevate your frequency into that higher timeline. So that in number two, you can then crystallize with your highest vibration, the highest frequency of who you are. And in making that decision alone, it helps you tap into a space of frequency, of clarity, crystal clear clarity of who you are meant to be. And in this state of this collective oneness, where we're splitting hairs between decisions, you're the master manifester, the master magician of your life. And until you choose the direction you want, you are not going to be able to create what it is you desire. So you have to crystallize energetically in your vibration with the highest version of your highest vibration of the highest version of you. So in practical terms, I would like to talk a little bit about what the quantum version of you looks like so you can realize what that really means. And keeping in mind we're that spiritual being, but the embodiment of it is the physical being. And so we have to tap into the realms of, like, basically heaven. We have to then become the vessel, and we have to then bring that into form, not just in our body, but in our life. And therefore, when we look at these and break this apart, I want you to realize that all of this is considered a consciousness. So if we are coming to a place of the death of our ego, the ego is a form of consciousness collectively, as I mentioned. Collectively, we all create a part of the collective consciousness, which is how we're all telepathically communicating and lifting up the vibration of the planet right now in order to transmute some of those lower vibrational frequencies in the world, which is what this whole twin flame journey is all about. So in that, I want to break apart the consciousness concept. And in that, I want to start with the supraconsciousness. So a supraconsciousness in the quantum realm represents the divine innate intelligence that is beyond the galactic into the cosmic realm, into the area of energy that exists within the universe. And in that, we are like a speck of a particle within that whole part. But even though we are only a speck in that entire cosmic connection, that speck represents the largest part of who we are. We might be small in that space, but that space for that super consciousness holds the divine innate intelligence of everything that we are to become at the highest level, the highest frequency. And so in the quantum realm of that, our goal is to realign with the origin of that soul star, star seed energy that represents the innate intelligence and that spark that resides inside of us. And then when we break that down into what would most people think of as the super consciousness or the higher consciousness, that is representation of our higher chakras. The part that is in our starlight body, around our aura and around our field, that holds and connects to the super consciousness of the universe, and they're sending signals to each other. So we have the super consciousness of the universe, then we have the super consciousness of our being, and then that is sending these constant signals. And so what we need to do is remove the interference that is blocking us from connecting to the highest version. And that's where it's so important to keep yourself clear energetically to be able to master your vibration in certain ways that you can do that. And there's a lot of ways you can do that, as meditation can help. One big thing is keeping your vibration high from a state of what you choose. And that's what I want to talk about today, even though there's a lot of ways to master your vibration or clear your vibration or correct the imbalance or remove the interference. But I want you to know at the highest version is a choice that you make to choose the highest version. And in the higher chakras holds our Akashic records, all of the innate intelligence that we are trying to unlock to bring into our crown through our soul star chakra as we tap into that energy and we bring it into our seven chakras and our inner body and our inner state, or what we could consider as our actual consciousness. And in addition to that consciousness, we have a subconscious. So the subconscious is what we've been working on for so long. We've been clearing the patterns, the programs, the karmic debris, the things that our soul memory has into the DNA of our body and our being that is stored, that we don't even know what is still running and that's keeping us limited. So if you're still in that lack and that limitation, then those subconscious programs need to be dismantled and dissolved. And there's an easier way to do it now through this consciousness of choice and making a decision to step out of loops. But when you put this all together, you're putting together your super consciousness, your higher consciousness or super consciousness, your consciousness, your subconsciousness, and that is the layers and the dimension of your consciousness that now is coming together between this right and left brain concept in your consciousness that really represents your reasoning and your knowing. And then you blend that together with being able to tap into your heart and make your heart more of the seat of the consciousness, and to make your heart more liberated and open and free and let down the walls and not let the triggers traumatize you anymore, which is also a choice. And these are some things I'm going to be teaching on how to rise above these limitations on a very deep level. And I have so much coming for that in Abundance Academy that will be coming out soon. Got all kinds of really cool things and I can't wait to share them with you, because these are things that I've been seeing with myself and with clients. I've been talking about, I've been shifting, I've been rebranding into it, I've been living it through my idea of stepping into my quantum version and my quantum image through my self-love makeover journey that you've been following. Which, by the way, if you've not saw my self-love makeover video series or my self-love makeover journey, I'm gonna have links below and probably a card above so that you can get plugged into that, because that is what really helped me be able to step into that next version of me to really put some of these things together. So that is a very powerful place to start if you want to get more tuned in and connected to some of the things that I have to offer you here. And I want to commend all of you for signing up for your soul's assignment to help make this collective conscious shift into this quantum realm during this time, space, and reality, because we took on a huge assignment. It has not been for the weak, and it has not been easy. And perhaps you've been doing a lot of that inner work and, you know, you're feeling burnout, as I mentioned, because you're still feeling stuck and you get overwhelmed. You can maybe have been in power. Now it's like you're revisiting it and you feel like you've lost that power again, but you're tired and you're ready to play life full out and you're ready to live in that authentic truth and be transparent, but you just don't even know what's next. You don't even know where to start. If that is you, please get plugged in to that Authentic Abundance Accelerator immersive half day that I plan. It's going to be on Sunday, June 26th, and all the details will be below. So learn more about it there. But if you're ready to gain some clarity and align with your authentic truth, I cannot wait to see you there and to connect with you in a way that we collectively come together and create even more power to raise even more consciousness, not just as a heart-centered group, but from a level of being able to help each of us step forward in the power and the glory and the abundance that we desire and we deserve. I mentioned this earlier, but I got to revisit this because surrender is key to letting go. It is what we need to do to be able to step into that next level and to live that life that we came here to live. And until you can be able to fully understand and comprehend the surrender, you're hanging on and you're creating resistance. And then you are now creating more suffering, sabotage, and pain than is necessary, which is part of this journey of choosing to let go, choosing to step forward, choosing to step out of the loops, choosing to be able to decide you want something better. And it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily give up something. It really just means that you are opening the space to have something better and stop looking at it from a painful thing to let it go. Really look at it from the idea that these lessons are gifts and the ability for you to have more than what you're hanging on to if you just will let go. So be sure to let me know where you are in this death of ego concept, where you are in connecting this quantum level of yourself. Let me know how this journey's impacted you, and I can't wait to see those of you that make a decision and choose to surrender to connect into this heart-centered group of life-changing experiences that are going to be so transformational. Check out the links below, and I send you so much love. Don't forget to follow me on some of my social media platforms, such as Facebook and Instagram, where I'm posting daily content that can help you learn how to not just surrender and let go of the death of the old you, but truly create a life of abundance in every area of your life. Make sure to like, comment, and share the shine, and I'll see you in the next video. So may you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.